the Kutzim Aran letter Tet. So Reb Nachman's saying something really gewalt in this Torah, and this Torah is very deep. Again, we've seen like a string of ideas of like talking about prayer on different levels in the past eight Torahs that we're learning. And this Torah, Torah Tet, Reb Nachman says something really phenomenal. I think that's very important, is this idea of tefillah bekoach, meaning tefillah with energy. Now, what does it mean? We understand tefillah bekoach, meaning that you really have to put all your energy, all your strength and might. Reb Nachman even says in the unabridged version, that you know, when you speak, so you're using your words. Some of us, when we speak, use our hands. You know, that's why it's hard for me to drive, because when I speak and I drive, my hands aren't on the wheel. But the idea is that how can we daven with all our body, right? So my knees are, you know, bending over, my back, you know, my spinal cord, right? The whole shebang. I want to get my whole body involved. I want my whole body to daven, because the pasuk says, right? My whole body, my bones, every limb of my body is davening to you. And that's how the idea is, because again, we're created in God's image. Our whole body should be davening. And there's a whole concept in Reb Nachman and in Kabbalah called tefillas ha'ivarim, right? That your body parts are davening, right? But another aspect of tefillah bekoach, right, is how, what does it mean tefillah bekoach? Tefillah bekoach, what does it mean? I'm putting in a lot of my might and energy and strength to daven, right, so to speak. But tefillah bekoach could also mean, on a different level, the avoda of putting myself aside, right? What does tefillah bekoach mean? Meaning, why usually when I daven, where do I have the energy to daven? I have an agenda, right? I'm davening for my team to win the game. I am davening for my success in whatever I am trying to be successful in, right? I am davening for world peace. I am davening for whatever. I have an agenda that I am trying to bring forth in front of God, right? It's almost a give and take. It's almost a, you know, a battle. But tefillah bekoach on a greater level can mean to come to a place in my avodas Hashem where I am not trying at all to convince God, right? Meaning, all I'm trying, my tefillah is not agenda driven. My tefillah is not something that I am pushing anything. I am really trying to have a conversation. I'm really trying to say the words. I'm really trying to come to a point where I understand that tefillah is so much more than anything that I can imagine. And if I think that tefillah's ability is to bring world peace, that's like the nothing of the nothing of the nothing that tefillah is able to do, right? And if I think that tefillah is going to help me win my test, get my good grade on whatever I need to, that's like the klipa of the klipa of the klipa. Now, it doesn't mean that that's not what tefillah is there for. But it does mean that that's not all tefillah is there for. And what really, when we try to do what Reb Nachman says, is lachnis kocho beotios tefillah, to really put all my energy into the words that I'm saying. Because at the end of the day, these words have so much more meaning than I can understand. We say in the beginning of the Siddur, which is a Mishnah, that one of the things that a person, if he does in this world, he's going to get abundance for eternity in the next world, is learning tefillah, right? Iyun tefillah. Because at the end of the day, when we, on whatever level, whatever place we are in life, whether it's as a child, as a teenager, before marriage, after marriage, as a father, as a provider, whatever it is, my tefillah changes. And therefore, my tefillah reaches another level. But at the end of the day, if I'm still chas v'shalom, you know, a father and a provider, and I'm davening is still on the level of a sixth grader who all he wants is to get, you know, snacks or to be able to go play ball with his friends, then something's wrong, right? And therefore, Ion Tefillah, understanding that the Tefillah has an infinite depth, is so strong. And Rabbi Nachman says, that is davening with all your might, is putting your strength into the words and understanding that the words are so much deeper, right? Rabbi Nassan and the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about this beyond how every word is so powerful. And Rabbi Nachman says that when you do that, when you put your power into the words of the tefillah, you get vitality back, you get strength, you get energy, you get koach from the tefillah, not only are you putting energy into prayer, it's giving you energy back, and therefore you receive emunah, you receive strength on a higher level, and that's the letter Aleph in this Torah.